Anin, welcome to Living the Ojibwe Way of Life with Wawa Tebe Nation Indigenous Kaz Mokwa Nindu Dem Gamiskwa Wakag Nindunjaba. My name is Wawa Tebenace. I am Bear Clan, and I am from the Leech Lake Reservation, sharing with you the rich history, teachings, traditions, and stories of the Ojibwe people, and living the Ojibwe way of life. On today's episode of Living the Ojibwe Way of Life, we will be discussing Manomin, or Manominike, which is wild rice, or harvesting wild rice. And that's how it's pronounced in the Ojibwe language. So today, I would like to share a story about Manomin. And this goes back to our migration story and the story of our migration basically is how we came to be in Minnesota and around the Great Lakes area. And at one point in time, our people were located on the east coast of Turtle Island, or of the United States. And there was a prophet among us that was given a vision that we were to leave the East Coast and that we were to head west or go west. And on this migration, we were told we would see different things on this journey that would let us know that we were going the right way. And it had a lot to do with Amigas Shell. And we followed these signs. And this prophet told us that we would know when we made it to the right place, because we would find the food that grows on water, which is Manomin. And that's how we would know when we were to stop and that we were at our, where we were supposed to be at. And Manomin, Manomin is actually, it actually translates to goodberry, but you know, it's referring to wild rice. And wild rice is a very sacred plant to the Anishinaabe people, because it, you know, it was an important part of our culture, you know, as far as food gathering, because it sustained us and, you know, kept us, you know, and fed us, of course. So it's something that we are very, you know, appreciative of and thankful for. And every year in these modern times, we will go out and harvest wild rice. And we still practice some of the traditions that were passed on to us. I mean, we practice most of them, but you know, there's been advancements in technology, and we use different things nowadays to you know, harvest wild rice, especially with the processing part. There's plants that process the wild rice now, but there is still people that do the processing the old way. And, you know, that's something that, you know, that is important to hold on to. And so, you know, there's different teachings in different communities, and some places they'll pull, you know, differently. Sometimes they'll pull in the front of the person that's knocking the rice into the boat. And where I'm from, in my community, we pull from the back of the canoe, and the person that's knocking the rice sits in front of us. And that's how, you know, we were told, you know, to do things. And I've been ricing with my father since my teens. And he was the one that had brought me out to rice for the first time. And, you know, there's a lot of, you have to have a lot of knowledge. Not a lot of knowledge, but you have to know certain things in order to, you know when the rice is ready. So they have a committee of people in my communities that will go and check on the rice and make sure that it's ready, or that it's getting close to being ripe before the harvesting season begins. So these people that monitor that will actually start checking on the rice beds, as you know, as soon as the rice is growing, and you know, it can be seen from the shore. And they'll go out and you know, keep an eye on it if they're, you know, in their particular communities. They'll keep an eye on the Manomen. And what they do nowadays is they'll open different beds up at different times. Long time ago, that wasn't the case. It was different. So there's a lot of things in place now that, you know, restrict us from going anywhere and going ricing on any bed. A lot of times too, that I don't see camps at the rice beds. But I know at one point in time that, you know, that used to be a regular occurrence, where you would see, you know, people camping at the rice beds and, you know, going out early in the morning and spending the day out there. But nowadays it's open at a certain time and closes at a certain time. So, you know, we're not out there all day. We're usually out in the water for 5 or 6 hours. And usually, you know, a lot of times people will rice for money, and they use it for, you know, to take care of their families and to pay for school clothes and pay bills and whatnot. And some people will sell it once it's, you know, once they harvest it and get it off the lake. They'll bag it up and sell it at a place that's buying rice. And depending on the year, they'll sell it for $1.25, $1.50, sometimes $2 a pound, depending on the scarcity in the year, because it depends on how, you know, good the rice is that year. And there's reasons for that too. Miigwech bizendawiyeg. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for another episode of Living the Ojibwe Way of Life. Gigawaba Miminawa. See you again.